This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Hi, Vernon, how are you? And a Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you, Phil.
And how is the Christmas shopping going?
Well, I'll tell you, we've got just about all of it done. I do all the Christmas shopping in our home. And
what's your wife do?
Well, she stays home and she decorates. But I go out, I get the presents because I enjoy it.
You do?
Yes, I do. I enjoy it.
You know, I can't stand Christmas shopping. I like everybody else because of the... How do you enjoy it? How do you make it enjoyable?
Well, I've got no problem with Christmas shopping. I take it easy. I start early. I don't put pressure on myself to rush. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. I get back to my car. I was over today at the Jan's Mall in Thousand Oaks. And I got back to my car, and there's always somebody waiting for the space. It just never fails. As soon as I get back to my car, there's somebody sitting there with their blinker on waiting for me to get into my car. And as soon as I approach it, they think I'm leaving. So they're going to turn into my parking space. Well, it's my parking space. I parked my car in it, and I'm going to leave it there whenever I feel like it. A lot of people will sit there and hope that you get into the car, and I don't do it. It helps me relax. It helps me unwind.
Are you prepared to leave?
I was prepared to leave until I saw someone parked there. And then I say to myself, I'm not going to be pushed. I'm not going to be bullied. This is exactly what we're fighting in Iraq right now. This is exactly what we're fighting with these guys like Trent Lott who want to bully all kinds of people. I don't let anybody bully me. And that's how I survive Christmas shopping. So if I come back to my car, just so I can be clear...
If you go back to your car after you've been Christmas shopping and there's somebody sitting there waiting for your parking space, you will not get in your car and leave. You'll turn around and go back in the store?
I will turn around and go back in the store and get some coffee. Or what I do is I will walk over to the guy and I'll generally tap on the window. He'll roll it down and I'll say, yeah. And this is what happened today. I tapped and he said, yeah. And I said, are you waiting for my parking space? And he said, yes, I am. Are you leaving? And I said, not now, I'm not. And he said, I don't understand. And I said, I don't like guys like you sitting there assuming. And this is what kills people, Phil. Remember what the teachers told us when we were kids. You assume you make an ass out of you and me. If you break that word down, you have A-S-S.
Yeah, I know. The A-S-S, you and me. I know. So that guy assumed you were leaving.
And that was his first mistake. His second mistake is then asking me if I'm going to leave again. That also angers me. But the way I relax and the way I unwind is I say, well, you know what, I'm not leaving now, and I'll go back and get myself a cup of coffee. I would suggest to anybody who has a difficult time this time of year Christmas shopping, and we're getting down to it, Phil.
Well, tomorrow is Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Am I right? It's Tuesday, Christmas Eve. It's going to be nuts.
You better believe it's going to be nuts. And the best thing to do is get up early, get over there. Don't let anybody bully you out of your parking space. And if you see somebody sitting there waiting for the parking space, then you tell them, that's your first mistake. Now I'm not leaving. I stand my ground. Nobody pushes me around. And no one makes a move until I make a move. When Jesus was born, Phil...
I understand.
No, but you don't understand. When Jesus was born, the message was clear. Peace on earth and goodwill toward men. So why is this guy bothering me for my parking spot? You understand what I'm saying?
Well, it makes a little bit of sense. I just don't know. It seems like you're antagonizing him.
I'm sorry?
It seems like you're antagonizing him.
No, I'm making the statement. I parked here. You didn't. What are you doing with your blinker on, making, pissing me off? Okay? So
it makes you angry.
It makes me angry for someone to assume that because I'm putting a package in a car, all of a sudden, that's their spot. And nothing will get me to shut my door, lock my car again, and have me go in and get a coffee from the Panda Express kiosk than some son of a you-know-what sitting there with his blinker on. That's how I get through it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Vernon Dozier. He's a football coach and a teacher, and we're talking about Christmas shopping. And the season, when somebody is sitting there with their blinker on, waiting for you to move your car, do you move, or do you do what he does, which is you decide you're not going to move?
Right.
Why do you see this as a challenge?
I think it's a good question, Phil, and the way that I would answer that is this. There isn't a human being out there that shops at Christmas that doesn't know parking spots are valuable. There isn't one human being shopping right now that doesn't know that a parking spot is valuable, and yet they'll still assume they have proprietary rights over one. And that's what angers me more than anything else. So what I like to do is take a look at people thinking they're going to get my parking space. And I'll sit there all day, and I'll watch them come up, the blinker is on, and I'll look at them and go, yeah, you got a problem or something? And they'll, well, we're waiting for your parking space. Not mine, you're not, because I'm not leaving.
What are you doing?
I could be leaning against my car drinking a cup of coffee. I could be having a cigarette. I could be reading a newspaper.
All right, I just want to understand. You're leaning against your car, reading a newspaper, smoking a cigarette, and when people pull up thinking you're leaving, you look at them and do what?
I look at them and I go, somebody down here got a problem, and they say,
Why do you say a problem?
Because I know what they're making assumptions about something that's mine. Now, I earned that spot. I got in there early, I claimed, but I won't bend to these crazy asses and lazy ass who want to ride on my coattails and take my spot. Everybody wants to ride on your coattails.
All right, Vernon, 1-800-449-8686. You want these people to be ticketed, don't you?
I think it is a traffic hazard, Phil, and this is the thing that I wrote to Assemblyman Dickens. It is a traffic hazard, and it's a violation of my rights to have somebody sitting there putting pressure on me to get in my car and leave so they can have my space. And I respectfully request that someone like this get a ticket. I think it is an insult. I think it's rude for them to be sitting there thinking they get my space. That's my parking space. You can take your car, put it in drive, move your ass to another place. Because I'll tell you, one of the things that relaxes me when I shop and get back to the car is sometimes I get in my car, I'll start the engine, I'll put it in reverse so the white backup lights come on. And so they think that I'm leaving. And all the while I just stop the car and I smoke a cigarette, I drink a cup of coffee, and then I stop the car and I get out and shop some more.
So you're making people think you're backing out.
That's right. It's a way for me to unwind.
But that's purpose. Now you see, people have the right to make that assumption.
I don't understand why.
Wait a minute. You get in your car, you put it in reverse so the white backup lights come on, then you smoke a cig, drink some coffee, then stop it, and go back in and shop some more.
Yes, I do. A lot of times what I'll do is I'll back it out a little bit, then I'll move it forward. Then I'll just back it right, then I'll move it forward again. But Jerry, it is my right. I mean, in all seriousness.
Well, you're antagonizing people.
How?
You back it up a little bit, then you move it forward.
That's right.
And then you back it up some, and then you move it forward.
That's exactly right. That's my space.
Why do you antagonize?
Why do they assume they get that space? Why do they sit there thinking that's theirs? I got up early. They could have gotten up early. I got up early to do Christmas shopping. That's mine. And what happens is... Let me explain something to you. These lazy sons of bitches who get over to the mall at 10:30, and I was there at 8, and I got my parking space, and I got into the car, I got out of the car, and I shopped, and I come back with packages, and I see some sorry son of a bitch waiting for my spot. That's when I say, okay, watch this. I get in my car, back it out a little, move it in, back it out a little. Until my front tire gets approximately 5 inches from the end of the parking lot, that spot is mine, no matter how many times I back up.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Mark on the Phil Hendry Show. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, I got to say, this guy is just a total jerk. These people aren't talking to you, telling you to get out of there, your spot. He's telling the other people who are also waiting in line patiently for the next spot that the next one is theirs, the one that you're trying to... to act like you're gonna pull out of.
What are you talking about?
It has nothing to do with you. You're just like an egomaniac.
Wait. What are you talking about?
A power trip.
What are you talking about? I have that parking spot, and people are antagonizing me, sitting there with the blinker on.
You're taking this way too personal. The whole world doesn't revolve around you.
No, it doesn't.
The people are sitting in line waiting for the next available parking spot. Simple as that. And they turn the blinker on. They're letting the people who are in behind them know that they are gonna be the next one to pull in. That's all it is. It's not telling you to get out.
Huh?
It's letting the other people to know that they're going to be next.
I don't get it. What did he say? Are you trying to tell?
He's saying that there's not only people, one person waiting for your slot, there's people behind them that want to find other slots.
These people are too GD lazy to find their own spot. Now, what I do is I say to them, get lost. And they still think that it's their spot. See what I'm saying?
Well, what about this thing where you put the in reverse and you back out?
Well, let me tell you something. If you're dumb enough to assume that I'm leaving my slot, then you deserve it. See what I'm saying?
This is public parking, you know? It's like for everybody who needs to shop there. Those parks basically are there for people who want to shop, you know? Why don't you share a little bit, you know?
You're talking about
Jesus and this and all that stuff. Like that. He talks about sharing.
Jesus.
Try sharing with somebody.
If
you use the spot to park there to go shopping, done shopping, why don't you leave?
I mean, what's the
point of being there?
Excuse me.
Trying to hold onto a spot, you know, trying to claim some territory like some animal and stuff.
Wait, hold on.
It's just a parking spot, man. Get over it.
I'm over it. But I'm the public. How come I got to, see what I'm saying? It's the principle of the thing.
I think your principle of the thing is that you got something, you're going to hold on to it and scare everybody else. You're just on some little ego trip, you know.
No, not an ego trip.
I could claim this parking spot. No one's going to take it from me. Of course it is. You know?
Well, wait a minute. Wait. What have I said that makes you think I'm on an ego trip?
Because you try to claim this parking spot as your own, mine. You know, why don't you piss on it? Claim it as your own. This is ridiculous.
You know something, son? Last year I urinated on a parking spot to prove these lazy asses that this is my spot. One time I backed out.
You're absolutely crazy.
You know something? One time I backed out, I turned my car around, and I backed into the spot. All the same time, some soccer mom is waiting for it. Now, you should have seen this.
Wait a minute. You got a woman waiting for your slot.
I pulled out, and then I turned around and backed in.
So you wasted her time.
I'm not wasting her time. I decided I wanted to back in.
You know full well the woman assumed that you were getting out.
So what if I did?
Do you think of anybody but yourself?
Sir, I am shopping for Christmas for my grandson, my granddaughter, my wife, my daughter, and my son.
All you can think about is you and your parking spot. No one's going to take my parking spot.
There is nobody out there that isn't thinking anything different. When it comes to Christmas shopping, there's one thing you got to have, and that's called a parking spot.
People want to get in there, get the shopping, get the hell out of there.
People
want to stay there and stick a claim, kind of flag and stuff, you know?
Hey.
People want to get in, get out, get their stuff done, spend time with their family.
So far
and
I've
not
heard...
antagonize everybody who may be coming close to you.
I think during the Christmas season, you need to find your own space. Don't keep standing there waiting for me.
You don't own it. The guy just said... It's not a territorial thing. For you to put the white backup lights on, back out a little bit, then move forward, back out a little bit, move forward, and then turn the engine off and go and get coffee, what is the purpose of that?
It's to send a clear signal that you got to stay clear of my partner.
You're a prick.
That's
what the signal is. There, you back out, then you pull back in. That's the first people thing I was thinking. You know, I was like, this guy's a jerk. What the hell is he doing? Is he crazy? You know, that's when I got my shopping done. That's what people are thinking, not like, oh, this is fine.
They can think it all.
I'm going to take off and find another one.
You know what? They can think all they want. The minute they open their mouth and say that to me, that's when the parking lot stay on for good. So.
All right. Thank you, Mark, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Why are you doing that?
Why am I doing what?
Why are you backing out, pulling in, pulling out? Why are you making this statement with your parking spot?
Because, Mr. Henry... Down through the years, impatient drivers with their blinkers on, waiting for those of us who have packages in our hands to get into our car, back our car out, and leave, have caused us great anxiety. They force us to rush. They force us to rush to get our kids into the car. They force us to rush to get our packages into the car. They make it very uncomfortable, and they sit there with their blinker on, their elbow out the window, and I've seen their faces. I can see them going, you know, the whole impatient thing. And I finally have taken a stand to say, you know what, you can pound it straight up there sideways until blood comes out. Because I am going to park here, and I'm going to stay here, and if you don't like it, find another space.
God.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Vernon Dozier, high school football coach, teacher. He feels that it is the height of rudeness to sit there with your blinker on, waiting for someone to rush to get into their car, back out, and leave. He says that he and other people should just take their time getting into their car and make a statement to the guy waiting that he's going to have to just wait. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. In fact, he's taken it to the point where he likes to screw with people. back it out a little bit, pull it in, back it out, or in the case of Mr. Dozier's most latest statement, pulls out, turns around, and then backs in just to make people think he's leaving. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Car dealers in our next life.
I'm picking up my dogs. So we're going to do some hunting this weekend.
Where are you at?
I'm at a kennel that I'm part owner in, yes, sir.
We're with Vernon Dozier about parking spots. This holiday season, he's out Christmas shopping. He will not leave his parking spot if he sees somebody with their blinker on waiting to get into it. He thinks it's territorial. He thinks they're putting pressure on him. He thinks that it's his right to stay in that slot. And I think that there is something in a lot of ways very profoundly traumatic about it. You know, like something happened to you as a kid. You know,
no, nothing happened to me as a kid. I will tell you this, though, Mr. Henry, as long as you want to go down that route.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people have said this sounds selfish.
Now, let me finish. When you're a young man in high school and you are dating young ladies, you meet these girls, and I met a lot of these girls who are what we called, and please forgive my language, they're called dick teases.
Don't say that again. Say, just call them teases.
All right, they're teases. Now they grew up. Now they married some guy. Now they're called soccer moms. And guess what? The shoe's on the other foot. The shoe's on the other foot. I would take them out. And I would, you know, try to be nice. And they'd tease me. You know, and you go home and you're, oh boy. You know, you're ready to burst. Well, now I'm all grown up and here come the teases. Guess what I get to do?
What are you teasing them?
I get to tease them. And they can kiss my ass on Main Street. So when I see a soccer mom pull up.
So this is more for women.
You better believe it.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Steve on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hi. You know, this guy can do whatever he wants in his parking, in the parking spot that belongs to the public, but that's not what concerns me. If what I understand is that this guy is a coach for high school students, is that correct?
I coach high school football, yes, sir.
You coach high school football. So, you know, teachers and coaches, anybody involved with young children, and they're supposed to be leaders in the community. This guy said something like, you can shove it so far up and sideways until the blood comes out. This is the kind of guy that I want teaching my children.
I'm going to assume you're being facetious. Is that right?
No, I'm not being facetious at all.
Oh, you want me teaching you?
Soccer mom?
Thank you.
I mean, give me a break.
Let me explain something.
To this guy?
I told you. These women, they tease you and tease you. Are you straight?
I'm sorry?
Are you straight?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you know these women in high school will tease the hell out of you till you just want to, you got to tie your pants shut. Now, guess what? They want my parking space. They're going to have to get down their hands and knees for it.
Well, what is that? What is that supposed to mean?
I think you know what it means. Any one of these soccer moms wants my parking spot during Christmas season. Guess what? I'll whip out a pair of knee pads and right there on the garage floor, because that's how I strongly feel about it. That's how strongly I feel about it.
You know, I hope some of these soccer moms that have children in your high school football team are listening and just get back to the school
right.
You teach at.
1-800-449-8686. You're talking about a woman performing.
You better believe it.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Hi, I'm Johnny Depp. I listen to The Phil Henry Show, celebrity voice impersonated. Bob Green was with us yesterday. Mr. Green is the owner of Fraser Foods, and that is in Mercado, California, and he was voted California Christmas Business Leader of the Year. Why? Because he has old-fashioned values, old-fashioned ethics. He does what he wants.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
I'm in charge of my family. My daughter came home the other day.
She says to me she wants to bring this Michael over to the house. I said, okay, we'd love to meet him. She said, Daddy, he is, and what's the, for they use the word African-American. I said, forget it.
You didn't?
Yes, I did. And I got no prejudice. I got no prejudice. But my daughter is not going to mix with blacks. Now, am I afraid to say it?
That shows how shallow you are, how shallow of a human being you are.
Because you know what? I tell my daughter, she don't mix with blacks. I tell my daughter. And I have black friends, and I have black business partners. Good old-fashioned American values. My daughter don't mix with spades. And
Sir, I don't want any of those pejoratives on my show. Do you understand me?
What?
I don't want the word spade on my show.
See, I mean,
I'm sorry. I mean, I'm just saying.
I mean, you won.
Now wait a minute. How can you be sorry because you park in handicapped spots and you tell your wife what to do? And if, I mean, you must get beat up a lot in your house. I got to say that.
I don't get beat up. I'm not putting newspapers down on the floor so she can bring some monkey home.
Sir, I'm going to tell you one more time, and I'm shocked and I'm amazed that the city of Mercado, California, would give a Christmas Business Leader Award to a man who refers to black people as monkeys.
But you see, Mr. Henry, you are tied to political correctness.
Sometimes political correctness is a good thing. Sometimes it's a necessary thing. It maintains our tether to civilization.
I believe in traditional American values.
Let the traditional American values, it says a guy drinks at a different water fountain, says that Indians are on a reservation, you can kill a Native American child.
Oh, Jesus, you're really getting dramatic, aren't you? Look, I do what I want in my family.
Good for you.
And you know what? I really
are you still, this guy's still here?
I feel sorry for your kids because, I mean, they're being raised by hypocrites. You're a dictator.
My friends are black, my workers are black. But my son, I'm going to tell you, you think I'm a dictator? Listen to this. My son is gay. My son lives in the San Francisco Bay Area. He says to me, Dad, I'm getting married. I said, good God, what does that mean? He married another guy.
So what?
Then he says to me he wants to come down for Christmas with this guy and sleep in the same bed. I said, forget it. No gays, no gays, no gays.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy Gold.